Hey, is Dwight in?
It's him.
Hey, Dwight, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to give you kind of an update here. I received all your stuff. It's being submitted as we speak. We should hear something, I'm hoping, either today or midday tomorrow.
All right, the reason that Miller's Creek tax return is in my son Ethan's name, I started that company about, 5 or 6 years ago, and I put it in his name. He decided he was getting married, so I told him he had a choice, either have her sign a prenup or I was going to take it out of his name, which I have.
Okay.
You know, so...
smart man,
The 2015 is in my name. I'm the sole owner. But he was the owner of the one I sent you.
Okay. Do you have that 2015? Because all I got is 2014.
I do not yet.
Okay. But it is in your name. So right now it'll show that it's under his name, but it is under your name currently as we speak, correct?
Yeah, it's been under my name now for 2 years.
Okay. All right. Do you know when you're going to have that 2015?
No, I do not.
Do you have some kind of proof, documentation showing that it's changed into your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. And if we need that, then I know that I can tell them that he has it.
Oh, yeah, I've got the documentation, all the paperwork that the lawyer done, the whole shebang, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. Oh, Dwight, one more thing. On your, what is your monthly, the business location? Do you rent or own it?
Oh, no, the land, I got 7.5 acres here.
Okay, and you own it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the monthly cost, do you have a mortgage or is it owned free and clear?
No. I own it. No.
Okay.
Nothing off. Right.
Perfect. And it's you're a sole prop, right? I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Dwight Church Hardwoods is a sole proprietor, but now Miller's Creek Processing is a LLC.
Okay. Miller's Creek Processing is an LLC, but you file it, when you do your taxes, well, at least in 2014, you file it as a sole prop, so you put it under your social.
Well, that CPA done that.
Yeah.
It's still Miller's Creek Processing is an LLC.
Okay.
I've got proof of that, too.
Okay, so I put in there that you did it under your name, but you're doing business as Miller's Creek Processing.
Did she send you documents on both companies or just Miller's Creek Process?
She sent me documents on both,
right?
Which is what
it's all one. It's all one, really. It's just the way that I do it.
Yeah.
Miller's Creek Process and buy the logs and pay Dwight Church Hardwoods a saw bill. I got two sons, and what I was aiming on doing was letting one have one company and one have the other company. But since he little woman wouldn't sign a prenup, shit, I just took it out of his name. So right now, both companies are in my name.
Okay.
I went through that in 99. I ain't going through it again.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, well, I appreciate the clarification there. Because what we did is we actually ran your son's social because we saw him on the tax return.
Right.
Now I'm glad you cleared that up because we'll have to put you in there.
Right.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, then I'll fix that. I'll get it submitted correctly right now. We should have an answer here tomorrow, and then I'll be getting in touch with you, contact with you, and hopefully have an approval for you, and we'll take it from there.
How much are you trying to get approved, or do you know?
I'm going for the max. I'm going for $250 here.
Okay.
Okay, and if we miss that and we get something smaller, then, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll take it from there.
All right.
Okay, so just know that I'm working on it, and you will hear from me by tomorrow.
If you go for the max and you give me a good interest rate, I'll pay off those two. Like I said, I've been paying out. Right now, I'm down to 15. I cut it by $10,000 a month by getting that one paid off. That other one, I owe 30 on, 33, 34 on, 10, 25 on.
Okay, hold on.
Both them bitches off.
Give me the info on that again. What are the two loans you have out right now?
One of them, it's one of them where they, take it out of your checking account every day, daily payment. One of them, I think, if it was paid off, it should be around 34. I think it's showing 37, but I think it pays off for like 33 or 34.
Okay, so 30. And what's the daily on that third, that one?
Shit, that's $2,400 a week.
$2,400 a week. Okay, and who? What company is that with? The 37K.
That's Metal Street Processing. Yes.
No. I mean, what company lent that to you?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to call Pam and ask her. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. And then what was the second loan that you...
The second one is in the hardwood company, and it's like $1,200 a week. And it's left owed on it is $2,500. Both of them's coming off. One's coming off in the 1st of December, and the other will be done the 1st of January, and I'm glad.
Okay.
I've been paying $30,000, or, yeah, I paid out, well, $25,000 a month, you figure.
Yeah,
I paid out $30,000 a year. I mean, a month. Yeah, $300,000 a year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Hey, what's Pam's number in case I need to ask her some questions on these?
336-667-667-8655.
Great.
She's in the office today. She works on Mondays. Then mm-hmm. she keeps her grandbabies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and she works on Thursdays and Fridays. She works from 9 to 2.
Thursday and Friday, 9 to 2. Perfect.
Yep.
I will give her a call just to get some details on that.
All that info.
Perfect, Dwight. Well, I appreciate all your help. Just keep in mind I'm working on it, and I'll be in touch tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Dwight.
See you.
Bye.